Next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1978, John W. Davidson.
Yes, sir, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was the subject of a public hearing back, I guess, on February the 13th when Commissioner Johnson was not here. I think we deferred and left the motion, left it open in case he wants to participate. I put together a motion. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1978 for John W. Davidson for a professional office with contractor storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons are the location along Route 5 near Indian Mission intersection is appropriate for this type of use. It is in an area where other commercial and business uses exist, including a car sales lot, warehousing, a mini storage facility, a boat sales and storage facility, a house moving masonry yard, and others. The State of Delaware Solid Waste Authority transfer station is also nearby. Second, the use will provide a service to Sussex County resident. The applicant's business involves the reuse of dwellings and other structures that would otherwise be torn down when redevelopment occurs. Three, the proposed use is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan, and it promotes the orderly growth of the county. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on traffic as the proposed use does not generate large amounts of traffic to and from the site. Five, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community as it is an extension of an existing commercial and business area. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. Those conditions, stipulations being A, the use shall be limited to professional offices and contracting, including the applicant's masonry, dumpster rental, and house moving businesses. B, although permitted for use as the applicant's house moving business, the site shall not become a sales facility for used or relocated houses, mobile homes, or manufactured homes. C, all security lighting shall be screened from view so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, no junked or unregistered vehicles, trailers, or similar equipment shall be stored on the site. E, the following site plan shall depict all areas used for outside storage, including A, vehicles, trailers, and similar equipment storage and parking. B, storage of house moving materials such as beams, axles, dunnage, jacks, etc. C, materials associated with the masonry business. D, construction dumpsters. E, structures temporarily moved to the site while in transit between locations. And F, any other outside storage associated with the applicant's business. Also, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for all required stormwater management that is governed by that agency. Any modifications or additions to the approved final site plan, such as new or expanded buildings, rooftops, impervious areas, pavement, or material changes to the site, shall require additional site plan review and approval by the Sussex Conservation District and by this Planning and Zoning Commission. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. H, the project shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements regarding entrances and roadway improvements. And lastly, the hours of operation on this site shall be from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1978, John W. Davidson, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried. Let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining.